This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people around Colorado gathered this weekend to protest the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
From the state capitol in Denver to City Hall in Colorado Springs and on the western slope, abortion rights advocates like Elise Hoover of Denver were upset.
It's just heartbreaking to think that there are so many women and people in the country who are going to have that right decided by their state. I don't know if I could have a career if Roe wasn't something that was around when I was growing up.
People who support the Supreme Court decision say more should be done to further restrict access to abortion. This weekend saw the state's largest Pride Festival in downtown Denver. A lot of people, including Shayla Shell, came out to support and celebrate the LGBTQ community.
I think that it's important that you are able to live as your authentic self and be accepted for who you are. And however I can support that, I want to.
This year was the first in-person celebration since 2019, and there's more from Denver's Pride celebration at Denverite.com and CPR.org. The Colorado Avalanche are this year's winners of the NHL's Stanley Cup. They won the championship against Tampa Bay last night. A rally and parade to celebrate is set for Thursday morning in downtown Denver. The latest inductees to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs includes some of the team's USA's best-known names. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Michael Phelps, Mia Hamm, Michelle Kwan, and Colorado's own Lindsey Vonn make up part of the 2022 class of inductees into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. Also add Trisha Zorn Hudson to that distinguished list. The Paralympic swimmer is the winningest member of Team USA ever with 55 medals, 41 of them gold. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny. Metro highs in the 80s today, and then it's sunnier and warmer across the metro area tomorrow. This is CPR News.